over CBA Mobile.
Control, KI-4 GOD.
GOD, KO Flight Skax.
KX, I just wanted to give you a report on a store that has now opened.
Go ahead when you're ready.
Walmart Neighborhood Market on West Georgia Road and East Standing Springs is now open. They are currently dry goods only until this afternoon, but they are back up and running and pumping gas.
Walmart Neighborhood, West Georgia Road, and East Standing Springs, dry good only today, and they are open and pumping gas.
Correct. They said online that they should have cold goods this afternoon, but I wouldn't trust it until somebody physically goes. The Wawa at the same intersection is open for service also. Sorry, not Wawa, Spinks.
Spinks at same intersection is open for business.
This is correct. Thank you for all that you do.
This is W4 ATP, good copy. I'll pass that along.
Tom. And thank you too, John, for bringing that in here. KO4H Kicks. Again, KO4H Kicks here.
Generator is in stock if you'd like it. Factory outlet store at exit 27 has about 6,500.
You dropped out of the repeater.
Which went off WTJKT. What did you get?
I got exit 27, 50 generators.
Store at exit 27 has about 50 left in stock, limit 2 per person. There are 6,500 watt open frame generators.
After that, Direct Tools, exit 27, 50 generators in stock, limit 2 per person, 6,500 watt open frame generators. Thanks for bringing that information to us. Tom, you need anything else?
For ATP, if you don't mind, hold that one for me for a few minutes. I'm typing in all the grocery and gas station ones now. W4ATP.
Roger that, Tom. We got it. We'll transfer here in a few.
On the street now to check the 4 gas stations we have at this exit before I head off for lunch. So stand by. I'll be back with you in a few minutes with that one.
Thanks, Eric. KO4HK, standing by.
For ETAY.
Go ahead, Elijah.
Patrick, I got some information for you here that if you could pass up to the Mount Mitchell repeater. I know you said you were tied into that. I talked to my brother who's in the fire service last night. He's currently in Pickens County with a command center out there doing search and rescues and stuff like that. I'm on break. I kind of gave him a quick report on the gist of what's going on. And he said for people to reach out to their local non-emergency number for wellness checks. I know there's a lot of that going on the Mount Mitchell repeater. And he said, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive. It's not technically the fact that it's not an emergency. They're going to pass whatever information along to the command centers in North Carolina. And they're sending out teams to, you know, all this information is getting spread out and sending out teams for these wellness checks and stuff like that. So even if you're in South Carolina, I hear a lot of people in South Carolina calling for wellness checks in North Carolina. Call your local non-emergency number and give them as much information as you can. Over.
Roger that. Mount Mitchell, make sure I got this right, Elijah. You're saying Mount Mitchell is not taking the wellness checks at this time?
Mount Mitchell is getting a lot of wellness checks for, you know, trying to get people to go out and search for these people or check on these people. And my brother was saying their first, you know, the people calling in, their first source should be their non-emergency number, and then move to the ham radio if possible. I know there's a lot of people up there who do not have cell service, but the people who do should be contacting their non-emergency number first.
If you have cell service, contact your non-emergency first and then go to ham if you do not.
Do that. He said they've got thousands of people coming there from all over the country and even Canada for these giant command centers for search and rescue and cleanup. So they've got the manpower. They just need the knowledge.
We will pass that information along. Thank you for that, Elijah. KO4HKX.
KF4EJY, clear.
KF4GOD.
John, hang on a minute. Let me take Eric first, then I'll be to you. W2KTKO4HKX. Go ahead.
7, we have fuel as follows. The Exxon to the west of the interchange, the Exxon to the east of the interchange, and the BP station all have regular unleaded. The Exxon stations also have diesel. The stop a minute is out. The stop a minute is out.
Exxon and BP have gas. Exxon has diesel, and the stop a minute is out.
This is W4ATP. Confirm, that's exit 27, correct?
Message KO4HKX.
You guys doubled, but I got Tom, but yes, that is exit 27, which is Route 81.
W4ATP, thanks.
Sorry, Tom, we're writing it down up here, too, so if you need another copy. KI4GOD, go ahead, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, I'm sure you're already aware, but you heard that there is a burn ban for 20 counties in South Carolina currently, right?
I heard that.
There's a burn ban that's effective as of 6 a.m. this morning. Do you want me to list off all 20 counties?
I think if that's on the county stuff, that Tom will have that information.
Posted on Facebook by the South Carolina Forestry Commission.
K4ATP, Forestry Commission should be coordinating with ESF2 in Columbia, so I'm not going to log and send that in.
I figured as much, and it's more likely due to overload on emergency services, so they don't want to have to deal with fires if they don't have to.
I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware pretty much everywhere around here is in a burn ban.
Thank you, John. KO4HKX, standing by. Tom, you need any clarification on any of these?
W4ATP, I'm in a good spot now to get the information on the generators.
The direct tools at exit 27 has 50 generators in stock. There are 6,500 watt open frame, two per person limit.
Tools, what was the number of generators available?
All right, 50. And was that exit 26 or 27? I thought I had heard 26 earlier.
It is exit 27.
Exit 27, direct tools on exit 27, 50 generators, 6.5 kilowatt, two per person limit. I'll copy.
Good copy, Tom.
KX, W4 SOE.
SOE, KO4HKX, go ahead.
I spoke with my sister. She had just recently built like a full service kitchen trailer. She can serve 1,000 meals per day as long as she has, you know, an income of the raw goods to cook and prepare. With some assistance, right, with some logistical issues nailed down, she's willing to go where needed within reason as long as she can keep propane for the stoves, gasoline to run the little bit of power in the generator, which she can run for 10 hours on a tank. So I want to put that out. And Tom, if you're listening, same goes for state of South Carolina. We got a person that's willing to drive. If they can get there, set up, and feed people only at cost if needed.
W4ATP, wait one. I'm in two other conversations right now.
Copy on it, Sean, on my end. I will ask if there is a need for that. I don't want her to travel up here without it being a need.
I want to. She's just available. One of the hospitals down here asked her to come out, indicating they couldn't feed their patients or their staff. But when she got there, full services were restored and everything else. So right now she's got enough food to feed 500 people today. But she can process and create 1,000 meals a day, as long as she has the logistics to keep the kitchen running.
In a few minutes, I've got to find the right contact up here and make sure there's a place. If they bring her here, that's not a problem. They can take care of that. Just I want to make sure that the need is here before anything like that. Okay.
Yeah, sure, and ask the pastor, whoever's running that, check within his network. Maybe he's got another site that, is not getting service. Wherever they're needed, she's willing to go as long as she can get there and keep the restaurant running. So I'll be on the side, W4SOE.
Thank you, Sean. KO4HK, standing by. Get you off here to Wayne so he can get your information. I'm monitoring 19 right now. KO4HK.
Kicks. 4 Golf India Kilo, go ahead.
They logged a BP station at exit 21. They also have fuel. I could see that when I was getting off the exit.
Exit 21, BP station open and serving fuel.
Roger that. Thank you.
This is W4ATP. Ready to copy now.
4 Golf India Kilo, what's your name?
W4ATP, I was just waiting to copy from net control some of the more recent info.
Hey Tom, Wayne is the one helping me up here, and we don't have anything after the generator other than exit 27 also has fuel on everything, but the, which one was it? Stop a minute, is out of fuel.
All right, good copy on that. ATP, monitoring.
Wayne is going to take this one for a few minutes. I'm trying to make a link across the mountain here. Okay, Tom, KO4HKX.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, monitoring to 1 o'clock.
4 Golf India Kilo, Roger, we hear you. Golf India Kilo W4SOE, you out there? Go back 4 Golf India Kilo, go ahead.
Get on here right now, or is it open?
Not, but open.
Okay, well, I'm in Greer, and we just got power back on our block, so I'm in the right off the CCC camp in 14. We just got power back.
Again, please.
We're off of 14 and CCC Camp Road, Princess Circle and CCC Camp Road. We got power back here.
Roger that. I appreciate it. We'll pass it along.
Okay, thank you. KB2HX has clear.
For SOE, QRZ.
W4SOE, Kilo Quebec, 4 Golf India Kilo. Can we find out the cost for the lady that had the food?
Yeah. So you just want to know what the cost per meal is? Is that what they're asking for?
Roger.
Give me some time. Let me reach out to her. She's in between cell sites, so it might take a little bit, but I'll get back to you. And tell me your call sign again one more time so I can get it in my six call.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo.
So I don't have to remember it. Thank you. I'll get back to you, W4SOE.
Roger.